An Unsuitable Job for a Woman by P.D. James. Read by Tammy Ustinov. Chapter 1. On the morning of Bernie Pride's death, or it may have been the morning after, since Bernie died at his own convenience, nor did he think of the estimated time of his departure worth recording, Cordelia was caught in a breakdown of the Bakerloo line outside Lambeth North and was half an hour late at the office. She came up from Oxford Circus Underground into the bright June sunshine, sped past the early morning shoppers scanning the windows of Dickens and Jones, and plunged into the cacophony of Kingley Street, threading her way between the blocked pavement and the shining mass of cars and vans which packed the narrow street. The hurry, she knew, was irrational, a symptom of her obsession with order and punctuality. There were no appointments booked, no clients to be interviewed, no case outstanding, not even a final report to be written. She and Miss Sparshot, the temporary typist, at Cordelia's suggestion were circulating information about the agency to all the London solicitors, in the hope of attracting custom. Miss Sparshot would probably be busy with it now, eyes straying to her watch, tapping out her staccato irritation at every minute of Cordelia's lateness. She was an unprepossessing woman, with lips permanently taut, as if to prevent the protruding teeth from springing from her mouth, a receding chin with one coarse hair which grew as quickly as it was plucked, and fair hair set in stiff, corrugated waves. That chin and mouth seemed to Cordelia the living refutation that all men are born equal, and she tried from time to time to like and sympathise with Miss Sparshot, with a life lived in bed-sitting rooms, measured in the fivepenny pieces fed to the gas